by their memories. Where lovers leave and never return, and the kitchens are empty, we'll be hungry soon. So hold on to your breadcrumbs. And the blue-eyed doctors with rusty knives stitched up our friends while they're still alive. So don't go into the showers, they'll gas you in the showers. And at night I feel my body burning, and sometimes I see the edge of a clearing. They told me a line, I'm slow in learning. The wars will only end with me. Over and over and over, turning to the day lies dead at the feet of my children. I try to run but get caught in the ending, remembering there is no ending, there is no ending. But once upon a time, there lived the brothers Grimm, who collected stories because they knew they were dying.
Fairy tales can come true.
That was Barbara Adler with C.R. Avery from Coastal Tongue, an anthology of women in spoken word in Vancouver. So the nice thing about finding all these CDs in my bookshelf is that we got a lot of women on the air today, which is pretty sweet. A lot of Canadian women. So I'm coming to the end of the show now, so I'm just going to leave you with one piece of Patrick Friesen's long poem, Anna, which was actually designed to be set to music and dance. So it's kind of just a part of what the full performance was supposed to be, but it's really lovely poetry. Anyway, Patrick Friesen is a lovely poet. So just this last little piece from Anna by Patrick Friesen, taken from the new long poem anthology, edited by Sharon Thiessen. Let's say it was 1958. Sail Along, Silvery Moon was on the radio. It was Sunday afternoon in July. I remember the river and swallows swooping low over the water. Silver medallions fluttering on their chests, the Catholic boys ran along the springboard and jackknifed into the Seine River. There was something ominous about the muddy water, like a dream anything could be there. Venomous snakes, weeds, and roots to clutch at you, or simply depth, something ominous in those lean white bodies of faith disappearing with graceful dives. I held my breath each time, wondering if this one would drown forever and not return. How could he possibly rise from that darkness of river and overhanging trees? How could the water give him back to light? But always each boy exploded into air, returning from death or dreams, flinging wet hair from his eyes, shouting defiance at the shore, and each of us shivering there. And then the sun was so bright, dancing in the spray around the diver's head, so bright, on his long arms cleaving water, you could hardly believe in anything. Let's say it was 1958. I was sitting on the fender of Father's blue Dodge, and it was Sunday, and I didn't want to ever leave the river again. So that was Patrick Friesen. I am JC Peters. This has been Audio Text on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Next up is Sam Squench's Hideaway. Thank you for listening.
Carrie, darling, Carrie. Carrie Brown, I cried. If I can't marry Carrie Brown, believe I'd rather die.
You have wandered into the folk oasis. Welcome to it.
Stop the world and let me on.
You are indeed listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I've been trying to keep my mouth shut, baby. I've been trying to change my dark ways, maybe.
Yes, 8 to 10 p.m. every Wednesday night. It's me, Val, hosting 2 hours of eclectic roots music. Oasis.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
We'll be right back.
That right there is the local Vancouver band Adjective, and we heard the song Profession from their album, which is new. It's called I Am Sorry for Your Loss, and they're very cool. I like them. They remind me kind of a sort of Joy Division meets the Pixies. That song, maybe not so much Pixies, but other songs sort of definitely harken back the sounds of my favorite band, I think, in the universe. Unfortunately, they are not Canadian, so I cannot play the Pixies, but that's okay. So, yes, you are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway. That is my show. My name is Anita B, and this is the show where you listen to Canadian music for an hour and a half every Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And I alternate, though, which means every Wednesday, for example, next Wednesday, I will not be here. It will be Spike, and he has a show called The Canadian Way, so you will be hearing Canadian music every Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. All right, so the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, and it is very rainy out. I'm trying to still catch my breath. Whew, I kind of just made it under the buzzer, just made it. So it's been a hectic, crazy day driving around, this and that, and I managed to pick up children, drop them off, come home, walk the dog, do this, do that, and then scoot on back all the way from one end of town to the other. And I did it. So congratulations to me, Anita B. All right, Canadian music. Let's talk more about that. Okay, so coming up next is The Evaporators. And I'm inspired because I saw Nardwuar last night. So The Evaporators. Who doesn't love The Evaporators? They have a new split CD out. Well, I guess it's a split EP with Andrew W.K. So how cool is that? Andrew W.K., of course, who hails from Detroit, Michigan. He's a good old Motor City boy. I'm a Motor City girl. I'm from Windsor. So, yeah, well, you know, the Canadian Motor City, if you will. Anyways, A Wild Pair. That is the name of this split EP. So I wonder if I could play Andrew W.K. Probably not. So I'll probably stick, because my show is all CanCon, I will stick with the Nardwuar stuff. Or sorry, not the Evaporators. So what do I have here? Here's the problem with this CD. There is no sleeve on it. It's all on the actual CD. And I'm even at a site here. It doesn't seem to have the listings of the songs, but that's okay. This is what we'll do. Since this is college radio, let's go all nutty and just take a chance here. I'm going to hit song number one, and I think this might be The Evaporators. I'm really hoping it is. And if it's not, then hey, maybe we'll just listen to some Andrew W.K., because you can't go wrong with that. He's such a party guy. He's just such a, like, he's a bonehead. I love his old videos back from, like, 19, I don't know. I don't know, like, not 19, mid-2000, 99, maybe you're back in that sort of time frame. I always thought he was kind of cute in a really kind of gross way. All right, here we go. This should be The Evaporators. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
To 3.
Killed along the line.
All right, that right there was the Pink Mountaintops with a song Outside Love from the album of the same name. That is new. It's a new album, of course, and Pink Mountaintops are from Vancouver. Yes, they are. So we should be very proud. They're one of my more favorite bands, for sure, going on right now. All right, before the Pink Mountaintops, we heard something from a Montreal band dating back to the 80s. That was The Gruesomes with the song What Am I Doing This For? From their album Hey, which is a re-release. And before that, The Evaporators with the song The Bombs in My Pants from their split EP with Andrew WK called A Wild Pair. It's so interesting just hearing the lyrics of that song, which, by the way, I did see a month and a half ago or something, 2 months ago, maybe, when the Evaporators played, I think it's called Kits Days on a 4th there. And we just happened to, there's music coming down the street. That sounds like a rock band. And we head on over and then who's there? Nardwuar rocking on out with his band. So it was a lovely surprise twist to our afternoon. So it made it just a great day. And my little kids were there and wow, you can't beat Nardwuar and his performances as well as the rest of the Evaporators. But anyways, the lyrics for the song, the Bombs in My Pants. There's a lot of potty talk there, and it reminds me of another mint band. That would be the Smugglers. They had a song about, I think it was called Bishi Bishi, which apparently, I think in Japanese, if my memory serves me correct, means, I think, diarrhea. So it's interesting how there's this, like, theme, just through some of these mint band songs about, bathroom things. But maybe I'll find more. I don't know. But this here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm your host, Anita B, and the time is 6:52. And my job here is to play us all Canadian music until 8 o'clock. I should know better. So until 8, and we are going to do that. So we're going to move on. And there's a new compilation, which I'm loving. It's called Friends in Bellwoods 2. And it's basically, Bellwoods apparently is a neighborhood in Toronto. And this is a massive LP. So it's like 20 plus. So 40 song. It's a 40 song compilation. And I've played us the D'Urbervilles in the past. And I've also played us Le Pigeon. I think I'm going to play some more songs. So we're going to hear. How about we go with. Well, I think we'll start with the D'Urbervilles again, because I know it's a very good song. We will continue this compilation through and through. We'll see how far we go with it, because it's just all so good. So the D'Urbervilles are a band out of Guelph. I went to Guelph, by the way, the University of Guelph. I'm a proud Griffin. And anyways, they have a song on this comp right now. We're going to hear it's called Magic Arrow. Then we're going to hear something from Sebastian Granger. And then Violence. So that's what we're going to hear. That's what you're going to be hearing right now. The station here is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. This is the D'Urbervilles.
Oh, tonight I'm in love with all the lovers, with their loose hips and old pouty lips. Yeah, just for tonight, forget all those sad songs, 'cause I know in my heart it's gonna be alright. Oh yeah, in my heart we're gonna be alright, alright. In those dark places where no one belongs, we'll have
I've been shattered, all I'm thrown to the wolves, and the flowers might have gone out with the trash, but we still got some time. Shines the light. So tonight, for the haunters and the haunted and the wild and the hoods, oh, and the thieves, we may be restless. All the footsteps of those who've been burned, worn out and frayed, but with madness, oh, there must come fulfillment as we dance. Oh, and kick this night away. So tonight, I'm in love with all the strangers. Him and her, hand in hand, oh, side by side. Just for tonight. Sound that no one ever died, walking those long homeless strides. Oh yeah, ever died, walking those long homeless strides. So celebrate. So celebrate to live one more round. So celebrate all your friends and your fuckers. 'Cause I know. Thank you.
a scoop of a load of hand soil and faulty man. The light and godly shine, the flying silver angel rides, and I rise with the gaze of the zombies, and I walk. With a flower blossom high in her thorns, she's the girl.
Alrighty then, that right there was the Low Notes. And the song we heard was Glory, Glory. That is this plus the other one, two, three, four songs I'm going to tell you right now are all from a compilation called Friends in Bellwoods 2. There are two CDs, and they consist of 40 songs. And it is a compilation that features, quote unquote, the camaraderie that has formed and leaked out of a bungalow sunk deep in the core of downtown Toronto. Very cool. All right, so let's get started here. That was the Low Notes. Before that, we heard the Great Lakes Swimmers with the song Send Me a Letter. Then OBGU was in there before that with An Ode to the End. Right. Violence, the band called Violence, was in there before that. Living Off the Land. Did I get that in there? Well, we listen to a lot of songs. Is that right? Sebastian Granger, and then the Durbervilles. So the Durbervilles song was called Magic Arrow. The next song by Sebastian Granger was Home is the Light, in case you're keeping track at home. And then Violence's song was called Living Off the Land. There you go. I love this compilation, so we'll be hearing a lot more from that. My name is Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Canadian music is the focus here. I'm here until 8 o'clock. Hey, and then at 8 o'clock comes my buddy, my pal. as I look at my list, of course I know her name is Val, but I just looked at my list and it says Eric S. Julie, and I'm like, wait a second, that's not my friend Val Cormier. Her show starts at 8 and it ends at 10. It is called Folk Oasis. Yes, I actually like her. Excuse me, I was going to say her cart. That's back in the day when you used 8-tracks to play promos and commercials and whatnot. But I like her, I guess, promos, you know, show promo CD. Maybe I'll play that just for fun. Okay, let's just see. That was what we heard. We are going to continue with Canadian music, of course. And I'm just in the middle, actually, of reading an article in the new Exclaim. And it's the October edition. And it's it's an interview with Laura Balance and Mac McCon? I don't know how to... I just know his name is Mac. Let's just call him Mac and Laura from Superchunk. They are the Merge Records founders. And I've always loved Superchunk. I've seen them numerous times. And these guys are... Well, I don't know. They're like the Energized Bunny. They just keep going on and on and on. So I'm kind of engrossed in this article, so I'm slightly off kilter. I'm like, got to focus on my show here. But if you get the new Exclaim, on the cover is local band. You say party, we say die. And I fought that when I was actually looking for the article to read on them. So the local band, you say party, we say die. And I came across the Superchunk article. Well, excuse me, the Laura Balance and Mac McCon article. And I read that one first, so... Anyways, get the new Exclaim, and of course, get the new Discorder. We always want you to listen to or read the Discorder. That is CITR's own music magazine. Yes, the Discorder. It's free, and it's distributed all over the city. So if you get a copy, it's quality writing. It really is, and it always blew my mind when I moved to Vancouver that the station here, CITR 101.9 FM, actually goes all out and writes good quality articles and reviews about bands and has good photos and whatnot. But anyways, there you go. Okay, so let's move on. More Canadian music. I cannot resist playing Metric. I play them all the time because they're good. They have a new album out. It is called Fantasies. And, you know, I can't stop playing this one song, which is Help, I'm Alive. So I'm going to play two from them. I'm going to play Help, I'm Alive, just to get it out of my system or back into my system, because this song has been sort of rotating like a carousel in my head for days upon days. So I'm going to play that, and then we'll move on and hear another one from this album. So this here is Metric. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM, coming at you from the campus of UBC. We'll be right back.
beating like a hammer.
Shots and pills.
Scar Spot Live in association with CITR 101.9 FM present Rude City Riot October the 16th at venue. Rude City Riot with special guests Red Eye Empire and Brave New Waves. Friday, October the 16th at venue 881 Granville Street. Early show doors at 7 p.m. Advance tickets available at Zulu and Red Cat Records. Presented by Scar Spot Live and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Administer your loving, 'cause I am you.
used to watch cop shows when I was bored. Well, bad guys were always got by Jack Lord. But now I get the feeling of treatment closing in. I've got to be more careful than I've ever been. They go through my basement when I'm not at home, following my friends and listening at my phone. They think I'm subversive in my ways, so they plant drugs on me to get a pay raise. When I go out for a walk, I know they're listening in every time I try to talk. They always seem to know we're never on their plans, but I'm innocent, you've got to understand. I try to get to sleep, but I know that they're around. These are science made to hunt me down. Can they overhear with a secret laser beam? Can they hear me think and can they hear me scream? Paranoid, paranoid, I'm a target for their lust. Paranoid, paranoid.
That right there was The Spores, and the album is called News, Weather, and Spores, and the song we heard was called Narcs in My Pants. I seem to have a lot of songs dealing with things in pants today, so there you go. The Spores are a band who hail from Vancouver, well, maybe Burnaby, actually. I happen to sort of know, well, I have a connection, a strange connection to Danny Schmanny, because I am friends with his sister, yet I've never met him, but I've met his wife. Anyways, that would be Kathy. That would be Kathy Novak. So Danny Novak. Anyways, The Spores. Yes, their heyday was like the late 80s, I guess. Late to mid 80s, something like that. And there you go. Before The Spores, what do we hear? Oh yeah, Dragonette. We heard some Dragonette. This is a band who I am doing a little bit of research on now. Their name has been dropped all over the place, and I might have played them once, but so anyways, I thought, oh, I'll figure them out, figure out what the deal with this Dragonette is. And they've been around since 05, and they're from Toronto. And this is a little interesting tidbit. The band supported, so they opened for New Order on only their second live performance. Now, really, for a person who's been, you know, in the trenches myself, slugging away at, you know, gigs and being in a band for eons, currently not right now, but... And then I hear this, their second live performance, where they opened for New Order. Hello. And then it says, what does it say? Then it says, in 05, they released an EP of the same name, of their name, Dragonette. And then they signed a deal with Mercury Universal. So, they're either really lucky, or they're really talented, or they're both. But anyways, yeah, I got somebody who actually called who said they like them. So that's good. And normally I'd be a little bit more chatty, but I was just in the middle of, you know, juggling CDs and whatnot. But that's The Score with Dragonette. All right. Now, before Dragonette, who do we hear? We heard, oh yeah, we heard Metric, who heard the song Twilight Galaxy from their new album, Fantasies. And Metric just recently were nominated for a Polaris Award, and they performed in Toronto at the Polaris Music Festival. Alongside with Joel Plaskett, who else? Oh, and then that band Fucked Up, who won? So I love saying that because I can say that I'm a DJ, and apparently if your name has a swear word in it, it's okay to say that. All right. There you go. My name, by the way, is Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here until 8 o'clock. This is where Canadian music is played. Canadian music every Wednesday from 6:30 till 8. Mind you, I'm every alternating Wednesday. But if you tune in next week, you'll still get Canadian music because Spike and his show, which is The Canadian Way, is on as well. There you go. It is 7:34, and it's getting dark really early, isn't it? And I think we've hit the peak, peak, the height of fall today. As I was driving in from East Van all the way to the very far western reaches of the west side here at UBC, which is where the station is located, I was realizing that there's some just magnificent colors, and we're at that point, we're on that breaking point, where if we go a few more days, like all the leaves are very soon are going to be gone, and it won't be as pretty, but we're kind of there, I think. Yeah, what is today? October 14th? Mental note to yourself. October 14th, height of fall colors. All right. Yes. Let's move on and listen to some more Canadian music. What do I have here? I have all kinds of Canadian music. Okay, how about we play a band called the Manvilles? The Manvilles. This is interesting. This is a band out of Vancouver, and I don't know really anything except that they are produced by, of all people, Ryan Dahl. And if you're thinking, Ryan Dahl, what does that name sound familiar? Well, Ryan Dahl was in the band Limblifter way back when. And Limblifter are one of my guilty pleasures. Haven't played them in ages. They kind of border on being a little bit too commercial for CITR. Well, but I play them sometimes. They're, you know, commercial rock band, meaning they're on a major label. They make money, or they did, or attempted to. But anyways, Ryan Dahl. Yes, he also has a brother named Kurt Dahl. And Kurt is the drummer who used to also be in Limblifter. And is now the drummer in The New Pornographers. So there you go. So it should be good. So let's take a listen together. Let's hopefully together we will enjoy this CD. You can see how much research I do before I do my show. But it's okay. I like to fly by the seat of my pants. That is my mantra. I like to fly by the seat of my pants. So here we go. Song number 6 is what we're going to hear. And it is called The Stoker. Wait a second. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, The Stoker. The Stoker. Is this The Stoker of the Fire? I don't know. Let's listen. Let's find out. The station here is CITR 101.9 FM. I am Anita B. This show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this right here is The Manvilles. We'll be right back. Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't let that happen anymore. I'm so sorry. That is, if you want to have a show here at CITR, you can do things like that. You can put music on and then take it off because, you know, honestly, the music itself wasn't bad. I was like, okay, this is good. You know, once the vocals broke in, I just, too painful. I'm sorry. And not that he was off key or anything. I just, ugh. Blah. I'm sorry. Hopefully none of the Manvilles were listening to me. Okay, let's move on. Let's listen to another project by a doll. We can do that. This would be the brother. That would be Kurt Doll's band. That would be the new Pornographers. He would be the drummer in that band. So oh, I tried, people. I tried to let that go, but I just, yikes, could not let that. Oh, let's listen to The Slow Descent into Alcoholism. That is correct. The Slow Descent into Alcoholism. That's what that song made me do. Become an alcoholic if I had to listen to it any longer. All right, song number three as I'm talking out loud. And here we go. This is the new Pornographers from their album Mass Romantic, which is a Mint Records release back from 2000. Here we go on CITR.
Change for the parking meter. Are you a UBC student taking first year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A+, here I come.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Thank you.
before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Bus Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Take off to the middle of the universe.
All right, there. That was the Kidnap Kids. We heard two songs from them, and the songs were called Ghost. And then song number five, which, and please, bands, don't ever do things like this, Val. Oh, don't you hate that? There's like three orbs, of which there are many songs, and you don't know what order they are. So I'm going to go with a stab and say song number five was 1, 2, 3, 4, God Kids? I don't know. You know what? Now, here's that's the name of the song, I think I'm typing.